Grace to you and peace from God the Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God is written in the 34th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, beginning at the 15th verse. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the crippled, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will watch over. I will feed them in justice. Pastor. For us who are in the office, or for those who aspire to the office, there can be no more noble term than for people to call you pastor. It is a unique part of our tradition that out of all the possible names and titles that might be employed for people who serve in the office of the Holy Ministry, that our tradition should have selected pastor. It is so exclusively a Lutheran designation that even pedantic dictionaries remind you of it. This is the week of the pastor, the pastor pastorum, the good shepherd. Undoubtedly, most of you either preached or heard, or both, a sermon on Jesus as the Good Shepherd from one of the pericopes for the day. But for us in this community, the observance of the week of the Good Shepherd should have special significance and application. He is our Good Shepherd. The indictment against sheep, which need not detain us this morning since you know it all well, applies also to us as well. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. That universal indictment of sin. How strange it is that the Bible should talk about sin as doing your own thing rather than doing God. And you and I and all of mankind, under the judgment and indictment of being sheep who are gone astray, have been rescued and brought home only by the activity of the shepherd. After this indictment of the faithless shepherd, God through the prophet Ezekiel promised, I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep. And that found its fulfillment when our Lord Jesus Christ appeared on the scene and announced, I am the good shepherd. He did not come as the hireling and the hired hand, the one whose own the sheep are not, the one who at the first sign of danger would flee precisely because he is a hired hand. But he is the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. He went into death to save the flock for his Father. And he burst the bands of hell and death to rise triumphant as the shepherd who lives forevermore. And the good shepherd has called us to be under shepherds, to be pastors, And in this word from Ezekiel, there is both a warning and a source of great and abiding comfort. The warning is what our Lord had to say about the faithless shepherds, about the ones who cared nothing for the flock, the ones who fed themselves rather than feeding the sheep, the one of whom the Lord said he would requite his sheep at the hands of the shepherd. That always stands as a warning before us, that we who are entrusted with the shepherding activity must give an account of our ministry, of how well and faithfully we have nurtured the flock entrusted to our care. And such a prospect, 8 days before call day, can be even more frightening than other times of the year. For we are all aware of our tremendous inability, our unworthiness of the office, the fewness of gifts for so great a task. Unless we become discouraged, the Good Shepherd reminds us that he has given us the tools for the task, that he has equipped us with word and sacrament, with his means of grace, not with our words or our wisdom, not with our charm, some of us don't have much, not with our personality, not with all of the skills and techniques we might have gotten from all the management and business administration courses we could find, as well as those things might enable us, there's not going to be much power. Because we only have one source of power, and that is the word of the living God, that in his Son, Jesus Christ, he has defeated death and brought life and immortality to light. The word that announces that Jesus Christ was put to death for our offenses and the offenses of the whole world, and was raised again for our justification. The word that says he is alive forevermore, and that in his hand he has the keys of death and Hades. And with that word he sends us out to be shepherds. Now listen to the way the Lord shepherded his people. He was a shepherd, not a slave driver. I will seek the Lord, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the crippled, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will watch over, and I will feed them in justice. Here's a note to you. The weak, the crippled, the strayed, the lost. It is two steps that our Lord will send us. People who hurt all over because of the burden of sin and guilt. People who do not give up their Sunday morning for us to clobber them verbally from the pulpit. But people who come burdened, anxious, and torn apart, for whom there is no comfort and no hope and no solace, accept the message which God has placed on your lips to strengthen the weak, to seek the lost, to search for the strayed, to bind up the crippled with the word of forgiveness and life. You and I have a high and noble calling to be shepherds, who care for the sheep, and who are moved and motivated because day in and day out, the Good Shepherd looking on us, and in his word of forgiveness and life, he calls us back when we stray, pushes us when we are lost, strengthens us when we are weak, binds us up when we are crippled, and on those few and rare days when we are fat and strong, he promises to continually feed us with justice. May God the Holy Spirit move us, that we desire no higher calling than to be under shepherds of the Good Shepherd. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.